My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Stripe is the go-to choice for AI companies, from early-stage startups to scaled enterprises. 78% of the leading AI companies use Stripe to go to market quickly and scale globally. That includes pioneers like NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Stripe has developed cutting-edge tools to improve everything from fraud detection to checkout optimization. Whether you're aiming for incremental gains or planning for enterprise transformation, see how Stripe can help at stripe.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, President Michael D. Higgins led tributes to Gartha Kevin Flatley, who died yesterday after being hit by a motorcycle while conducting a speed checkpoint on the old Swords to Balbriggan Road in Dublin. Gartha Flatley had been with the force for 26 years. He was married with two young children. The Gartha Commissioner, Drew Harris, has said Gartha Flatley's death calls for a real reset about our approach to road safety. Joining me now is an Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Taoiseach, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we know that the Gardaí put themselves in harm's way, but a traffic speed check does not seem to be the most hazardous activity they're involved in, and yet it proved fatal.
It did indeed. I think we are all numbed and we're all shocked by the death of Kevin Flatley whilst he was on duty traffic policing yesterday. And our deepest sympathies go to his wife, Una, and his lovely daughters, Aoife and Erin. The members of An Garda Síochána are a fundamental part of our society. They protect us and they keep us safe. And like Kevin Flatley, they're also involved then outside of duty in supporting community organisations. And he was very involved in coaching an under-10 team in his local GA club. And I think it's that connection, that unique connection between An Garda Síochána and the wider community that leads to really a very strong sense of solidarity and empathy with the family of Kevin Flatley and with the entire force of An Garda Síochána, because we have lost a person who, by the accounts of all his colleagues, gave so much to the force and then gave so much to the community. As well. And it is quite shocking that he lost his life in that manner yesterday. And indeed, a second Garda hit by a motorcyclist as well and had his leg broken. So it reminds us that An Garda Síochána are always in danger, that the very nature of their work is such that it puts them in harm's way when one perhaps least expects it. And I think we should always be very, very conscious of that, of the sacrifice, the risks that are taken every day by members of An Garda Síochána.
I know there will be a detailed look at the whole traffic policing system by the commissioner and his team, because, you know, two accidents with motorbikes in one day or over one weekend is too much of a coincidence. So there may be something involved in the way speed detection is mounted against speeding motorcyclists that needs to be changed. Because, for example, I know there's no front number plate on a motorbike, so a Garda may feel that they have to detain a motorcycle when they detect speeding, and therefore they attempt to make them stop.
Stripe is the go-to choice for AI companies, from early-stage startups to scaled enterprises. 78% of the leading AI companies use Stripe to go to market quickly and scale globally. That includes pioneers like NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Stripe has developed cutting-edge tools to improve everything from fraud detection to checkout optimization. Whether you're aiming for incremental gains or planning for enterprise transformation, see how Stripe can help at stripe.com.
I'm Cyndi Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
When you're on the go and it's time to refresh your energy, grab an ice-cold Celsius, where zero sugar, seven essential vitamins, and proven ingredients meets pure refreshment. Unlike traditional energy drinks, each sip of Celsius is a perfect balance of flavor and function. So whether you're hitting the gym, the office, or your next adventure, grab a Celsius at your local retailer or visit Celsius.com to learn more.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pro's number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2024 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, February 2024 through January 2025.
Yeah, I think the commissioner is correct in saying that there will have to be a reset or a complete relook at this. We have an obligation to protect members of an Garda Síochána as they carry out their duties, to do everything we possibly can to ensure a safe environment. Technology will become more and more relevant here, and its application is increasing all of the time. And no doubt the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, and the Garda Commissioner and members of the force will examine and evaluate all of that. But of course, we have to remember that that is of little consolation right now to the family of Kevin Flatley. I think the society as a whole do have to look at road safety and more generally reflect on what has happened. Two very serious incidents this week, another last week. Garda was injured by a car. But generally, in terms of road safety, all of us as a society need to reflect on the fundamentals in terms of keeping people safe on the roads, in terms of speed, in terms of drink driving, in terms of wearing of safety belts, reducing speed limits. You know, very often there could be opposition to that and so on. But I think it's desperately upsetting and sad for everybody Kevin Flatley has lost his life in this way, and we simply have to, in the fullness of time, reflect on that and make sure that we can create as safe an environment as we possibly can for members of an Garda Síochána as they endeavour to keep us safe.
Now, obviously, they want to get to the root cause of all of this and how much information will be available from the equipment that Garda Flatley had, how much information might be gleaned from dash cams of motorists who may have either observed this motorcycle, which was a 1000cc Yamaha R1, very powerful bike, its movements prior to this tragedy.
Yes, and the Gardaí have asked that the public at large, anybody who may have footage or anybody who may be in a position to assist the investigation, are asked to come forward. And I would also appeal to people to provide as much information as they possibly can to the Gardaí who are investigating this. No doubt, I think people will help here, and people will give as much assistance as they possibly can. He was, by all accounts, and listening to members of the Garda Representative Association this morning, he was a very, very popular, well-respected Garda. His work in the community policing unit was equally impactful. Many communities, you know, sending their messages in respect of how good he was. And in the spirit of that community endeavour, we do ask people to work with and cooperate with members of an Garda Síochána.
And if ever the slogan "Speed Kills" was borne out, it was with the death of Garda Flatley, just going about his normal Garda traffic business. Our condolences we express to his family. A little consolation maybe to hear that, but to know he was a good man and well regarded and much loved by his community might be some small consolation.
I believe so, Pat. And I think also moments like this, again, bring to mind the enormous respect and gratitude that the people of Ireland hold for An Garda Síochána. Sometimes that doesn't get articulated or reflected or as much as it's deeply felt by people. There's a wonderful bond between the community out there and members of An Garda Síochána. And we think of them, and we think of those of his colleagues who had to attend at the scene yesterday. And indeed, Gardaí across the country who attend to very, very traumatic scenes on a daily basis. We also think today of Matt Sabanda and Emmanuel Famiola, who were killed in the drowning tragedy who died in the drowning tragedy in Donegal. Again, members of An Garda Síochána, the emergency services, were there to help in very distressing circumstances. And we think of their families, and we think of the suffering that they're going through, and our thoughts are with them.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin, thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hi, I'm Cindy Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.